Cycling enthusiasts and beer drinkers were pretty upset when they found out Tour de Fat, one of Boise's biggest summer festivals, wasn't coming back. Well, that's when some area nonprofits got together to bring about a new hyperlocal festival. Enter the Goathead Fest, which will be taking place the first weekend of August. Jimmy Halliburton, executive director of the Boise Bicycle Project, is one of the people behind this new festival, and he joins me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. I know I tell you this every single time, but I'm such a huge fan of the show. I feel like if you live in Idaho, this is the most important show you should be listening to, and I listen to it every day, so I'm a big fan.
Well, okay, and we're done right there.
Okay.
Look at that.
No,
cut. We're done. I know. We didn't pay him to say that either. So let's talk about, you know, when Tour de Fat was here for 15 years, as people in the bicycle community, you always had an inkling of they're going to leave at some point.
Yes. Tour de Fat, best thing ever. I mean, they brought this fun, quirky, amazing experience to Boise's bicycle community year after year and really helped establish this great bicycle culture that we have today. And they raised $500,000 for nonprofits in the process. But every single year, we always wondered, like, is this going to be the last year they come to Boise? Is this going to be the last year? Because they would change cities every single year. And a lot of times they were going into bigger cities that had these bicycle communities. And once they developed them and they were really strong, they would leave those cities and then they would go into a smaller one. So they used to go to Portland. They stopped going there. They used to go to Seattle. They stopped going there. And they started moving into these other cities like Boise. And so we always knew that we weren't not necessarily on the chopping block, but that there was going to be another city who needed that impact more than Boise. And that one of these years, it wasn't going to come back. And that we were going to have to pick up that torch and carry it.
And it's almost like a compliment then when they leave. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, in the sense of like, okay, we've gotten you to this point. Now move forward with this.
Absolutely. I think that New Belgium looks at Boise as one of their biggest success stories. They absolutely loved coming here. It was one of their favorite stops. But they can see that it is a place where they came in and they helped transform a culture. They helped empower bicycle nonprofits like the Boise Bicycle Project to take these things on their own. And they know that they can leave and that we won't crumble. And that we have these different institutions like the Bike Project in place that can kind of keep things going and continue that momentum. And so when we found out that they weren't going, they said, do you have any ideas? We still want to support Boise. We still want to be part of this community. How can we still be involved? And we said, yes, Boise Goathead Fest. We've had this idea for a while. And they said, how can we support it financially, helping from behind the scenes the day of the event? So New Belgium is still very involved, but they've handed over the reins to us. So now we're in complete control and we can make it what we want it to be. That's such a huge opportunity for our bicycle community to take all that momentum and mold it and morph it into something that is absolutely, we're calling it bona fide Boise.
And one of the things that you're doing differently is that Tour de Fat was at Ann Morrison Park. You are moving this really to the center of downtown.
To the center of downtown, to shade,
yes.
Which is great. We'll be in Cecil Andrus Park, and we're so excited to be there, not only having the backdrop of the state capitol building, being in the center of downtown, being next to the farmers market, being next to all of these bicycle-friendly businesses that we have, and really kind of hyper-localizing this so that when people come in, they have this true Boise experience that's also several degrees cooler.
Right, right.
Because there's actually shade. So, yeah, this year, on August 3rd and 4th, it will be in Cecil DeAndrus Park. The parade will launch from the Capitol steps. It will end at the Capitol steps. So it all takes place in the heart of downtown Boise.
And that could bring, as you were talking about earlier, an economic impact to Boise.
A measurable economic impact. I mean, we can talk to restaurants and we can say, what were your sales last Saturday at this exact time? And then go into Bitter Creek and say, okay, and what were they this year after the festival? Did people come out? Did they go to your restaurant? Did they go to Funky Taco? Did they go to someplace for breakfast before at Moon's Cafe or something like that? And we can say this actually has an economic impact on our city, and that helps us get more support in growing this festival. And again, just growing this kind of grassroots community mm-hmm. effort to put it on.
I'm speaking with Jimmy Halliburton. He is one of the organizers of the upcoming Goathead Fest. And a lot of people are wondering, especially if you haven't lived here for a long time, what's a goathead? If you've had a flat tire riding on the Greenbelt, you've encountered a goathead.
Yeah, absolutely. If you grew up in Boise, everybody knows what goatheads are. You may not know the plant, but you've pulled them out of your tire before and you've gotten a flat from them. The Boise Bicycle Project, we donate hundreds of bicycles to kids every year, 5,000 since we first started. And we know that of those 5,000 bicycles that we've donated, every single one of them has probably had a flat tire, and they've probably all been from goat heads. So we have this terrible invasive species, puncture vine, that grows on the side of the road, and it has these goat heads that break into nutlets, which is my new favorite word. It's actually a technical term. So it breaks into these.
I like it. It's a technical term.
Yeah,
a
it is. Yeah. And so goat head nutlets that break off, and each nutlet has two thorns so that one of them is always pointed straight up.
So that's the one that always gets stuck,
yep.
Isn't it?
And so whether you're walking on your own shoes, your dog's paws, or riding a bike, you hit those thorns, you pick them up, they either give you a flat tire or you have to pull it out of your dog's paw, and it gets transported somewhere else, and then it grows. So goat heads are this sort of a bane of bicycling, and they don't discriminate. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what sort of bicycle you're riding. You could be a triathlete with a $8,000 bicycle, or you could be a kid from BBP who got their bicycle for free. You're going to get a flat tire from these things. So what a better thing to unify everybody together and kind of celebrate this this demon who's plagued the bicycle community, but then also kind of rally around getting rid of it. And that's right. The other aspect of what we're doing is leading into this festival is challenging people to pull and get rid of these goat heads that are taking over our sidewalks.
So, and you've got some incentives with that.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that, because I think this is a great part for people to get involved and really kind of clean up the area where they may be riding or where their kids might be riding.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've partnered with the city in collecting goat heads leading into the festival, and they helped us create this great video with their invasive species expert, Martha Brabeck, and taught people how to identify and how to pull these plants. And so people get basically a beverage token or a beer token that they can use at the festival for pulling a bag of goat heads and dropping them off at the Boise Bicycle Project or the North End Organic Nursery. And then we're also challenging people to see who can pick the most, either as individuals or teams. And we've got one guy, Steve White, who's picked over 400 pounds of goat heads by himself.
That's crazy.
And he actually went to the Pioneer Corridor, one of our target neighborhoods, our focus neighborhoods, where a lot of our kids live that we distribute bikes to. He eliminated goat heads in the entire neighborhood. And so these kids who last year were coming to us with a flat every other day are not going to have flat tires on their bicycles this year because one individual decided to do this act of kindness and go and pull all the goat heads that were next to the sidewalks and the alleyways where these kids were riding.
And I love that you have this incentive of, you know, for kids you get a beverage token, but for adults, if you want a free beer during the festival, just go get some goat heads and bring them to you.
Yeah, I have a habit of calling it a beer token, but it is a beverage token because we are going to have a beer there, New Belgium, and then the rest are local breweries. But then we have like all sorts of different non-alcoholic beverages for the kids as well. So they can turn it in, they can get a shaved ice or an ice cream cone or a root beer float or whatever it may be that day. So yeah, we have these incentives for picking, but also the incentive is you're clearing them out of your neighborhood or a neighborhood of somebody else. And if they get a flat tire, for some of the kids that we donate bikes to, that's the end of their connection to the community, mm-hmm. to the different resources that are around them. You know, these are people who are using their bicycles for everyday transportation. And what a great thing to do to get rid of that barrier that's making it hard for them to connect to the community.
And also with the Goathead Fest, so Tour de Fat, I believe, gave to three nonprofits, supported three nonprofits. The Goathead Fest, because you have control of this, mm-hmm. you can do whatever you want. So talk about that aspect of it too.
Yeah, the Bike Project and a couple of other nonprofits, we really had a stranglehold on Tour de Fat. It was great for us. We were getting a lot of money from it. But it wasn't really representative of the entire bicycle community. And so this year we were really able to open up the doors to any nonprofit who wanted to participate. And the idea was that we're not dividing the pie up more by bringing in these larger groups or bringing in more groups. Mm-hmm. We're creating a larger pie by bringing in their own audiences. So this year I'm going to try to rattle them off. We've got Dirt Dolls. We've got the Land Trust of Treasure Valley. We've got the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, the Treasure Valley Cycling Association, the Southwest Idaho Mountain Biking Association, and the Boise Bicycle Project. I did it. That's all six of them. So each of these organizations are trying to get people to come down to the festival. They're trying to get people to register for the pedal-powered parade. And when you register, you get to select which nonprofit you want your $5 recommended donation to go to. and that dictates the percentage that they're going to get for the rest of the festival. So you could go and you could register under Dirt Dolls if you're really into if you're a female and you're really into mountain biking, mm-hmm. and you want to support this group. Your $5 donation goes straight to them and maybe adds an extra percentage point for them, so that they're getting an extra percentage point of all of the beer sales and the merchandise for that festival. So again, these nonprofits are bringing in their own armies, their own groups, their own volunteers and members and supporters, and that's just a bigger representation of the bicycle community, and we love that.
Well, I think what you're doing is great. We have run out of time, but August 3rd and 4th, Goathead Fest, downtown Cecil Andrews Park. You can't miss it.
Yes.
Open to the public.
Open to the public. BoiseGoatheadFest.com tells you everything that you need to know. Come to the parade. That's the biggest thing and the funnest thing. All ages, all kind of bikes, wear your costume.
It's always fun to have you in here. Jimmy Halliburton was my guest today.